This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are expecting, to what should be nobody's surprise, record online sales this holiday season, maybe 30% or more above last year's numbers. That's one estimate that's out there. And numbers like that, well, they are stressing retailers out who never expected to have to handle that many packages at their fulfillment centers. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports on what some of those companies are doing to adapt.
This holiday season, Walmart is converting 42 warehouses that normally ship products to its stores so they can also fulfill online orders, which is more complicated than it might sound. If you're shipping products to stores, you tend to move stuff around in large units, pallets filled with cases of diapers or video games or whatever. Mark Lang teaches marketing at the University of Tampa.
Those distribution centers are built for that physically in terms of racking and forklifts and trucks inside and carts.
But at a warehouse that fulfills online orders,
now pickers, they're pulling individual units off.
Workers take whatever you ordered, a package of diapers, a couple of bars of soap, put it all in a box and load it onto a truck so it can eventually be delivered to you. To do this, Walmart had to update its computer systems and set aside whole sections of its warehouses. This is something Walmart can do because it has a lot of warehouses. Brian Eshelman at Alex Partners says smaller retailers are taking a different approach, one they piloted this spring when the pandemic hit, using their stores to ship online orders.
They literally put inventory in the aisles that would normally be reserved for customers, to set up almost like a mini distribution center in the store.
Meanwhile, Pepsi, which sells a lot of packaged foods around the holidays, just opened a small, fully automated warehouse outside Chicago, which it says can process orders 7.5 times faster. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.